Please remember that during tonight's performance, there is no smoking, no flash photography, no sound or video recording, and please disable any device that might beep, click, or glow. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the Avalon Ballroom, please welcome the Blues Project. Actually our first number.
Differences, actually, but we don't want to go into that.
The difference is this is a cheap brand.
And from our best-selling album, The Blues Project, live at the Cafe Ogogo.
Whoa!
you here. Just make up time. Oh, yes. And this is called I Feel So Fine. Because we have elections. you.
Many years ago, when we were doing our second album, which was called Projections, and you know, this—if this happened today, there'd be like lawsuits flying like crazy. But what happened was that we were on the road. We had done our album, and it went to the MGM Records art department, and they had all the information, and they called our manager and said, we have all the information for the artwork, except we don't know what the title is for the second song on the first side. And our manager, in all of his wisdom, said, wow, well, it's Steve's song. And they said, thank you, hung up the phone. You know, I had another name for the song, right? Years later, you know, people have always come up to me and said, did you write Steve's song? Yes, I'm Steve. Did I just hear something? Anyway, from the Psychedelic Love Song Archives. You can call me from a snow-white scarlet stairway. I may hear and not be far away at all, but the sounds of our winter's love at night time, they have vanished, they have silenced into fall.
song that I kind of stole this from Jerry by making it prominent in my alleged career.
I didn't know that took 45 years for you to tell the truth.
Well, sometimes things take time, you know. It's a vicious, dirty thing like this, Jerry, but it had to be done. Just things have to be done. I didn't do it. I called him up after the record came out and sold, sold a lot of records, like 100,000 records. In those days, that was the Beatles. The Beatles, yeah. And so I sent him royalties for, he didn't really write the song, but it was his arrangement, which was really the same thing, you know. So he thanked me a little. Moved on. Oh, sorry.
I thought Lead Belly did.
Yeah, I think so.
Lead Belly?
Yeah.
Who was he? oh, Lead Belly. Oh, yes. I knew Lead Belly well. It was the drugs, yeah. Lead Belly had the best drugs. I can't say that. Probably did. Anyway, Lead Belly was the greatest. I listened to Lead Belly as a young man, and I listen to Lead Belly today, and it's same magic. The real stuff is the greatest stuff, and he was the real stuff. Anyway, here's a song that I learned from Jerry doing it. It's called Alberta. Alberta, let your hair hang down so low. Alberta, baby, child, let your hair hang down so low. I'd give you more gold than your apron could hold if you just let your hair long hang down so low. What's on your mind? Oh, baby, tell me what's on your mind. Thank you.
Everybody in our little band. Over there we have Jonathan Kalb and bass. Jonathan is Danny's brother. This is Danny Kalb. On drums, the redoubtable, unnominable, the unknown Roy Blumenfeld. And the baby of the band, John Kruth.
It's good to be young.
Where are you?
On everything and more, and also living in a beautiful artist house with his beautiful artist wife. Mr. Stephen L. Katz.
Yeah. I got into the building, for sure. Teeny weeny bitty.
Too.
I let nobody off the hook. I tell secrets that.
Do you?
Oh, they're disgusting. In fact, I might charge $29.95.
Good secret.
So there we were at the Cafe Agogo, and we were in the middle of a set, and Roy had broken his bass drum, his foot pedal,
And so we were all like, oh my God, what do we do now? Somebody's got to sing a song. So I went into my grab bag of 2.5 songs and picked out the Donovan song, Catch the Wind, which we put on our first album. I still love the song. I think it's a beautiful song. We sort of made it into our own version. I love the way Ricky Lee Jones, if you ever heard her do it, she does a wonderful job of it. In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. But I may as well try. Sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I'd look, your eyes I'd find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing.
It's the Green Machine, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
It came from India.
That I can hardly breathe.
Program, and the guy said, do you still have long hair? I said, yeah, one.
It's making a difference. What's important is your lower lip. Really, she would say quab.
Quab.
A
This next song was from our second album, Projections, of the three albums that we did do, the only studio album. He had a really great record company. They let us die. pretty much. Like we tell the producer, you know, hey, look, can I do that vocal? I don't think one that take was enough. I'm a little flat. So no, I'm sorry. Eric Burden is coming in.
Sun goes down, the wind begins to rise.
John from his group, Tribecistan.
People were always wondering where that music came from. We just say, Tribecistan. We were wondering where we were going to go in case things were getting any worse. We were going to go to Tribecistan. What's going on with that?
Every road's silent, I don't know.
kid once, and I bought this record. It was called The Blues Project, and it had this really cool painting on it by this guy named Eric von Schmidt. And I found out all about these guys that were playing great blues, like Danny Calvin, Ian Buchanan, and Eric von Schmidt, and John Kerner, and all those guys that were on there. And I got a wild path. I ran into Eric von Schmidt at one point, and I learned a song from him. So we're going to do a little thing with a couple of harmonicas here for you. You got that harp, John?
Thank you.
nobody knows. Way I do feel this morning. Nobody knows way I do feel. I feel that I go right out of Robin's Field. Nobody knows. Thank you.
didn't touch your head.
What did you say?
Who stepped on that?
Gremlin.
Part of our choreography. It's a little different.
Oh yeah, at this point, before we, no, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
one? Chuck Berry's.
Thank you.
Second.
What was it like to work with Chuck Berry, you guys?
Oh, it was frightening. He was supposed to show up for rehearsal.
It's like working with God and the devil at the same time.
He was supposed to come to rehearsal at the Village Theater before it was the Fillmore. And we were his backup band. And Chuck didn't come to rehearsal. He just came for the show. And so we didn't know what songs he was going to do or what key he was going to do them in. So, Run on, Handsome Man in D. You know, it was like that kind of thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
His instructions to the other electric players was not 10 decibels, 1. Yeah, and he said, drummer, watch my feet.
Watch his feet. He looked at me and he said, why do we need him? But what a genius. What a thrill to work with Chuck Berry.
Oh yeah. Here's a song by Chuck Berry, and it's one of my favorite songs in the world. It's about getting away from inappropriate authority, even when they're appropriate.
Thank you.
Sojourn Records. It's called Blue Train.
Fortune Blue. Something like that. Sojourn Records, anyway, and it's, the name is Danny Kalb, formerly of the Blues Project.
And you'll find it in the lobby along with a whole bunch of other CDs. John's CDs are out there. A CD that Danny and I did with Stefan Grossman is out there. And
but the one you really want is Bob Dylan's doing it. Don't be out there. So too much.
We're going to do a relatively new song now. I wrote it about 20 years ago. I just sat down one day and said, I think I want to write a folk song about what it was like growing up and for being a musician in the village in the 1960s. Because I was like, just before the Blues Project, I was taking lessons from Dave Van Rock. Danny also was a student of Dave's, and Dave would give me a call. I had a junior license and access to my parents' car, and Van Rock would call me and say, "Can you get the car tonight? a bunch of us want to hang out, you know, and maybe you can drive us around town." So I'd go and pick up, like, Van Rock was with Dylan and Phil Oakes, and I'd be driving them around. Of course, I loved it. You know. And late at night, we'd always wind up at the bar next to the Gaslight Cafe, which is called the Kettle of Fish. And I had my phony proof and stuff like that. And we would all get drunk together, you know, until dawn, and it was just unforgettable. And I wrote this song about that. Sorry, folks. Pesky tuner. Well, the sawdust smells so good to me, and the whiskey poured like rain. There was an orange glow in the New York snow, with the laughter and the pain. The kid said, "Sam, when you become a man, there'll be a new day coming on. Play guitar for yourself, don't you mind the rest. You'll be here, but they'll be gone." Well, there was Satan, Sam was a Marxist, and Phil the soldier too. I remember all the ideals, but we drink to the revenue. And there was one who made it lucky, and there was one who took his life. But there was drink to cloud confusion for the kid who did survive. It's the kettle of fish tonight, and we'll drink by the candlelight and talk of wars and greed and wars and the power and the might. It's the kettle of fish in circles by a drunken village dawn, and the crowd grows thin in some water, and all my friends are dead or gone. We drank to the 50 years, from coal mine fights to garbage strikes, how laughter turned to tears. When the waiter said, "Hey, Tim, let's go," he drank too much for now.
feet were cold like the sawdust, and my eyes were brimmed with tears. Like the country blues with morning news, there was conflict in the air. And are you happy writing songs of love as you watch the dawning light? But you'll miss the walk and the beer and talk and the kettle of fish tonight. It's the kettle of fish. Talk of wars and greed and wars and the power and the money. It's the kettle of fish in circles by a drunken village dawn. And the crowd grows thin as the sun pours in. And all my friends are dead or gone. This is our first show in many years. We rehearsed it for the last couple of days.
Can you tell?
We're working the kinks out. Yeah, Danny will be happy to refund your money. We will be doing signings back there, so just ask him then. You know, he's a very thick wallet. Are you guys done chatting?
Here we go. One, two.
I'm
my first Muddy Waters record, about 15 years old. Best of Muddy Waters, classic of classics for those who love the Chicago blues. And brought it to the Blues Project when we started out. She moves just like a willow tree. Well, she's the one I'm loving. She's the very one I do. She's the very one I do. Hate to lose. There are two trains running. And not one going my way. Well, one runs at midnight. The other one runs for the break of day. We'll be right back.
And he played this, his new song, one of his new songs at the rehearsal the other day. I just thought it was so beautiful.
No, actually, to that one, which I don't remember. How about one I do remember that I wrote?
Anyway, he played at rehearsal. It was really good.
Great rehearsal. That rehearsal was good. How about another one I wrote recently, 30 years ago, but no one knows it. In service, you know what I mean? But it's called, what's it called? Oh, yeah. Memory. Visions of Flowers. Yeah. I like the song a lot. Yeah.
This has more than three chords.
Yeah.
You can't play it.
It's a new departure for me. It's got more than three chords, yes. Started to write songs the last 30 years. I've come out with 15. Not much of a track record, really. My brother writes 15 songs in a week and a half. Called Visions of Flowers. Many women tasted sunshine, breathed in my earth after the rain, but I cannot know peace, child, no joy but for sorrow. No sweetness but for pain. I watch my own shadow as I walk through my lifetime. Seems different now than from when I was young. My step and my bearing know the truth of that story, told to me again, though changed it remains. Sweetest the moments when I come to her body, offset by the stillness of clouds in the sky. Not be afraid to love one another. vision of flowers, soft sighs of love. Visions of flowers, soft sighs of love.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Something I can understand. You